This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin. And joining us for the market wrap is Sabrina Magdalene from our very own news team. So today's an interesting one. We're in the season to talk about durians again now. And there are reports about durian traders scamming their customers. What's that all about, Sabrina?
Perhaps this is something you've heard before, but there's confirmation it's actually still happening. So one of the tactics is that traders are pricing their durians based on what type of cars their customers drive. So the Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Ministry says these traders won't put any price tags on their fruits, which is against the law. And the authorities found that if a customer drives an expensive car, the sellers would even increase the price up to 3 times the normal rate. It's profiteering based on customers' appearance. But anyway, there's also another trick where customers complain. So this reportedly happens a lot in Pahang and Johor, where shops will have a huge display saying the price is 3 or 5 ringgit per kilo or per fruit. And then when customers park their cars and go inside, traders will then say the cheap ones have already sold out. And they'll immediately push the more expensive durians instead, saying those are the only ones left for the day. And then they'll pretend to give it to you for a slightly cheaper price since you're already there. Then you kind of feel like, well, I mean, since I'm already here and I'm getting a good deal, I might as well take it, like, you know. Personally, for me, I don't like durians.
Neither do I. Yeah. We're on the same page.
Yeah. So technically we are safe. But just to be smart, you know, I'll think I'll bring a bicycle and wear slippers if I'm going to buy durians for my family, if this is the case, you know. And I wouldn't want to be going and wasting time going around to a few shops just to see what's going to be a good bargain for me.
This is really, you know, making people buy under pressure and sometimes buying out of politeness. Sometimes when you enter any sort of shop and you have someone perhaps servicing you or they're just following you around the shop, and when you leave, you feel bad because you haven't bought anything. Perhaps you feel like you've wasted the other person's time. So if it's a clothing shop, maybe you end up buying a pair of socks or something. That has happened more often than I'd like it to. If you have any sort of experiences with this, particularly with buying durians, you can let us know. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Have you ever felt like you've been tricked before? So, Sabrina, what are the authorities doing to clamp down on these practices? Have they taken any action so far?
So the ministry's enforcement officers have thankfully ramped up operations in recent weeks in Pahang, and mainly in Kuantan, Jerantut, Bentong, Lipis, Raub and Temerloh, where there's a durian fest of sorts going on right now. You know, they warn that traders will be fined 1,000 ringgit if they fail to display price tags. There's also another trick of using a rigged weighing scale or scales which are not approved legally. So this offence carries a 2,000 ringgit fine. So 4 people so far have been fined 4,000 ringgit each during these operations. Customers can also complain via WhatsApp if they see any dubious sales practice or regarding other consumer-related issues. So the number to WhatsApp is 019-279-4317, or you can also call 1-800-886-800. I believe by doing so, you know, you'll actually help other consumers and also other honest traders who are indeed just selling their durians for 5 ringgit. But now people might just pass by these stalls, look at the price display and think, ah, this one is just cheating, you know. Unfortunately, the impact of these irresponsible traders affects everyone.
Yeah, so I hope everyone's taken a note of those 2 numbers.
Yep, so those numbers again, if you feel a bit prickly about the way your durians are priced, you can WhatsApp 019-279-4317 or call 1-800-886-800.
Now, moving on to Bursa, far away from durian, there's some news on AdvanceCon holding Berhad's venture in solar systems. What's the update there?
So AdvanceCon's unit, AdvanceCon Solar, has signed an MOU with Peritone Health Sendirian Berhad. They are set to develop a rooftop solar photovoltaic system for self-consumption. According to their filing with Bursa Malaysia, the system will be located on the rooftop of Peritone's premises. They are located at the in Kulim High Tech Park in Kedah. The ownership and operations of the system will be fully transferred to Peritone after the expiration of the agreements. So AdvanceCon closed 8% higher at 40 sen.
Sabrina, thanks so much for that market wrap. We're now headed to some music. It's John Mayer with New Light. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.